Well, how many of you were here last week? Most of you. Okay, good. Did you get anything out of that message? Freedom. It's kind of like we put the doormat down. Now we're going to walk through. We celebrated 250 years of freedom last Sunday. And it's a little deflated, but it's still flying. Praise God. You may feel a little deflated too sometimes, but you'll still be flying if you fly with Jesus. Amen. Amen. How many of you remember what happened in October of 2016? Yes, Phil does. How many of you remember what happened in Cleveland in October of 2016? It was an act of God, that's right. The Cubs won the World Series in 10 innings. No, it was the luck. It was the Lord. I'm telling you something, though. God anointed a man by the name of Justin Hayward because it was an exciting game. It was a close game all the way. Cubs were ahead by one run, I think, in the bottom of the ninth inning, and then line drive home run, and the Cubs, it was meant to do that, to deflate them. And then it started raining. It's the famous rain delay speech. Justin Hayward, he went to the manager, he said, I'm pulling him into the weight room, we got to talk this out. And he brought his team together and encouraged them. He said, look, we are the best team in the league. We made it this far, and we are not good. Let's just do what Cubs did all year. Let's do what we do. And he just energized them. And they went into that weight room looking at a loss of the World Series. They came out knowing they were going to win. And you know what Justin Hayward said in an interview later? He said, I always knew we were going to win. You got to know where you're going. You've got to know what's yours. You've got to know who you are. You've got to have that identity and let it work for you. Believe it. That's all. You may doubt it, but you know what to do with your doubts? You just flip it to belief. Belief is a choice. Faith is a choice. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Faith is a choice. And the name of this subtitle is Being on the Winning Team. Being on the winning team. You know, a winning team is made up of winners. You know how winners are made in the kingdom of God? They're faith people. Faith people are winning people. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. What does it say? Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith is the victory. As soon as you believe God, as soon as you trust in God, as soon as you put his word first, as soon as you work that word, like Dwight was saying earlier, if you work it, it works. As soon as you work that word, faith is the victory. There is no failure with God. There is no plan two in case. There just isn't. Faith is the victory, and faith comes in and blows everything else out. Faith is a victory. It knows no defeat. Praise God. I don't know about you, but that makes me happy. I'm happy. Faith that overcomes the world. Look at that. The world. The world. Say, I got the world on my shoulders. Well, get it off your shoulders. Walk in faith. Let Jesus carry that burden. What did he say? He said, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My burden is light. Why? Because he was walking by faith. He had the Spirit of his Father. He had the Word of God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And you got more than that. You got a whole team just waiting. When you wake up in the morning, and from the time you wake up till you go to bed at night, and you go to sleep at night, you've got a team waiting to bring you into the winner's circle. You have angels. You have warrior angels ready to fight for you. You have guardian angels to protect you. You have messenger angels with powerful words and directions for you. You know, when Philip, after he evangelized Samaria, and then Peter and John came up to get him filled with the Holy Ghost, what happened was he went down, and the angel told him to go where to go. Angel said, go here. All of a sudden, he's hearing an Ethiopian eunuch reading the scripture, and he says, hey, do you know what you're reading? He says, how can I unless I have somebody? Let me show you what that's about. Got him saved, got him baptized. Angels will direct you. You have the Spirit of God who will give you promptings, who will give you the encouragement that you need to lift your eyes up out of your situation and get it back on the Word. Do you know that's what Jesus did with John the Baptist? They came to him and said, he needs to know if you're the guy. He's in jail. It doesn't look good for him. And he needs to know if you're the one. Are you the Messiah, or should we wait for another? He says, you know what he did? He put John, he said, tell this to John. And he put him right back on the Word. He said, tell them what you have heard and seen. That the lame walk, the blind are see, the deaf hear, and blessed are those who are not offended in me. John was getting offended. He said, man, ever since I was born, all I knew was that God had a work for me, and I did what he said to do, and here I am sitting in this prison. Are you the one? And he got his eyes right back on the Word, right back on Isaiah, where he found his calling. Behold, my servant, crying in the wilderness, make straight the path of the Lord. And he straightened himself out. Praise God. You can do the same thing. And you have more than John had. Hallelujah. Said you have more than John had. Praise God. Last week we talked about no truth, no freedom. If you don't know the truth, you won't know the and if you do know the truth, you will know freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from yourself, number one, your old self. Freedom from a carnal mind. Freedom from fear. Did you know that every bondage in this world, fear is connected with it? Every one of them. It says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death and deliver those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Bondage. Fear of death. Because of the fear of death, they're subject to bondage. Did you know that we have to have... The fear of death doesn't even belong to us anymore. We've already been translated into the kingdom of his dear son, and we have been delivered from the power of darkness, and the power of darkness is fear. The power of darkness is fear. When you feel fear, say, Satan, leave me. Depart from me in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Fear should not exist in your presence. It didn't exist in Jesus' presence. Even when he was in the garden, he wasn't afraid. He was praying, God, get me to that cross. Let your will be done. If I can't get there, let your will be done. He knew the weakness of his human flesh. He was human. You got to know that. Just like you. He became just like you. And everything that he ever did, supernaturally, calm the storm, whatever, heal, he did none of that because he was the Son of God. He couldn't have. Because he said this, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. If he did it because he was the only unique Son of God, then we couldn't do the same thing he did. Can we? But because he said that, he conferred that over on us. We can do the same thing he did. He didn't do it out of his deity. If he did, it would have been illegal for him to be your substitute. He had to be just like you. And he became a man. And a man who was a prophet and a teacher under the Abrahamic covenant. And through the gifts of the Spirit, he put Satan under his feet, rose victorious over sin, sickness, demons, and fear, and rose from the dead the third day. Whoa! Nobody else in the world ever did that. Nobody was expecting this. The devil wasn't even expecting this. Hey! Woo-hoo! Hey! Check that, Mr. Devil. You lose. He won. He big. You little. Huh? I got noise. Oh, I see what you're doing. Hey! Let's cheer like the Cubs just won. Let's cheer like Jesus won. Hey! You know, the skies are parting and the truth is being revealed. And when the truth is revealed, freedom comes. You're on a winning team. You are on the, and the captain of your team has never known any defeat. Not once, not even a hint of it. It couldn't touch him. No defeat. You're on the right team because you got the right captain. Jesus never was defeated. You're in the right position. You're in Christ. You are in him. Boy, if you don't take that little booklet, do I have one here? That little In Him booklet that we give away out in the lobby. You know, if there's no cost, there's no excuse. And that little book tells you who you are in him, what you have in him, what you can do in him, and where you are seated in him. That you are a joint heir with Christ. Not a sub-heir, a joint heir. Everything that he won for you. He didn't do it for himself. He came down here to do it for you. It's like you don't have to live up to any standard. He is the standard, and you are in him. You're already free from that. Just receive your identity in Christ. You know, if you go to the airport and they ask you for your identity, however, if you're voting for the most important office in the United States, you don't need any identity. That's changing. That law is being corrected. This country is being corrected. Look, God didn't birth this country just to let it go to oblivion. I said, God didn't found this country just to let it go into oblivion. Hey, Ed, do you... How free was he? Okay. And the outcome has already been determined. Let's go back. Let's do this. Let's say that you were transported back to 2016. You know the outcome of the game. You know it's going to win. And even though your team gets behind a little bit, you know the outcome of the game. So you don't have to suffer that anxiety that Dwight taught. Be anxious for nothing, except when the Clubs are behind by one run. Be anxious for nothing except when your kids are, or when you have no... Be anxious for nothing but in everything. Through prayer and thanks, let your requests be made known to God. Don't tighten up. Let it loose. Give it to God. He's the only one who can do something about it. He wants so much to show himself strong on your behalf. He wants so much for you to trust in him and let him guide you. And that's a process. There's a process to it. you continue in his word, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Continue and continue and continue. It is the law of liberty. It's the law of freedom. It's the power of the word. It cannot not work. That's a double negative, which means that it will always work. How's that for blinding wisdom? A blinding flash of the obvious. It cannot not work because it is the law of liberty. The law of liberty. Spirit, it's just like gravity is a law. It is in force right now. That's why I'm standing on the ground. I'm not floating around. And you're on your seats. Not floating around because gravity is in force. The law of liberty is in force. It lives in his word is in you. If his word is in the word is in your heart and in your mouth. That's the word of faith which we preach, Paul said. Romans 10, what does it say? The word is near you, even in your heart and in your mouth. You know, it's 14 inches from your heart to your mouth. And that 14 inches has spelled the defeat for so much of the body of Christ has gone on to be with the Lord because of sickness. When all the time they had healing power in them that they didn't use. They had prosperity power in them that they didn't use. Because they have treasure in heaven with all their giving, but they never exercised their voice and never brought it up from their heart and say, Father, I need to tap into some of that right now. I receive it. Reap it with your mouth, with the words of your mouth. Reap it now. I call it forth in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you are my provider. You have saved that for me for this time. And if I am wrong here, let me know. But if I'm right here, I call upon those resources right now. Because I am not poor. I am a child of the King. And I have been given the kingdom of God by Jesus. He said, it's your Heavenly Father's good pleasure to give it to you, so take it. Oh, I can't do that. I'm not worthy of that. Let's go back. You are worthy. Amen. The blood of Jesus made you worthy. I told you this about Kenneth Hagin when he was preaching a sermon and all of a sudden everything stopped. The roof of the church opened up and he heard an angel say, come up hither, come up to the throne of God. And there he was. And he couldn't look on his face. There was a veil over his face, but he saw the throne of God. He said, and then Jesus walks right over to him. And he got down on his knees and said, Lord, if there's anybody who's not worthy, it's me to be in your presence. And he said, get up! And he got up. My blood made you worthy. You stand in my presence. Now, you can look at that many different ways. But let me say this. The Father who is sitting on that throne, he believes in that blood. Jesus believes in that blood. Every angel in heaven believes in that blood. You got to believe in it. Yeah. That blood exalted you to a place that God honors. It's a seat in heaven. Golden seat with your name on it. You are seated together with Christ in heavenly places. You're on a winning team. You got a whole team. You got the kingdom of God behind you. All the resources of the kingdom of God. And there's so much of our brain that we haven't used. And there's so much of the kingdom resources that we haven't used. And it's all right here. Praise God. See, the world's team, I'm going to read you this. This is a good list. The world's teams play for trophies that fade, medals that fade, wreaths that wither. Christ's team plays for an eternal crown. Eternal crown that cannot be taken away from you. You know, it says in Revelation, let no man take your crown. Don't let him take it. It's yours. And on that day, when we're all gathered there and all the crowns are there, we'll take him and throw him at his feet. Because without Jesus, we would be nothing. Without Jesus, we would know nothing. We would be nothing. We would have nothing. We owe it all to him. It's his victory became our victory. There is no difference. His truth became our truth. His light became our light. This is the Zoe life of God that's in you. It's translated eternal life in the New Testament, or life eternal. It is, you know, devil, in the name of Jesus, every time I get to the point that there's so valid, you try to clog up my throat. I'm telling you, you're not going to win again. You're gone. This is the Zoe, it's called eternal. Jesus said, he told this to Nicodemus. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have Zoe, everlasting life. It literally means the very life, nature, substance of God, DNA of God, everything that God is Zoe. And that's been given to you through faith in Christ. Amen. Zoe life. It is the life and nature of God in you. Peter called it the divine nature. There have been exceeding great and precious promises that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. That corruption has to do with the corruption of the old man. You escaped the old man. He's gone. The old man is gone. You are a new creation in Christ. You are downloaded with his DNA. And the devil knows it, but if he can keep you ignorant of it, then you won't use it. And walk in the life of God. Walk in the victory of Jesus. Walk in the power of God. Walk in the presence of angels, knowing that they've got your back, they got your front, they got each side. They're above you and below you. They're surrounding, they camp round about you because you're his. That puts you in a really significant place. That puts you in a place where you cannot lose. You cannot be defeated. Make your requests known to God. Like I said before, if I walk through that, let's say that door opened and I wanted to come in here, and I'm at the door, and I'm going from one room to another, would I say, gee, I wonder if I can do that? I wonder if that'll work, if I actually walk here, if I'll actually be going from one room to another. Will that, really? Can I do that? Okay, let's look this way. Gee, I wonder if when I pray in tongues, I'm really praying the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. I wonder if I'm really edifying myself. Yes! Let me shock you into that, because I'm telling you something. It's all the promises of God in him are yes and amen unto his glory by us. Woo! You don't have to wonder if this is working anymore. You can go to God knowing that this prayer is answered. Why? Because it's based on, it's backed with a word that cannot be changed. It cannot be altered. It cannot be annulled. And it can't be canceled. It's more than a contract. It is a covenant, and it's covenant based on the blood of Christ. And that blood is still talking on your behalf. It speaks better things of you than it spoke of Abel. Praise God. Than the blood of bulls and goats. I'll get through this list. The world can only celebrate the victory, but Christ's team celebrates before the victory is visible. You remember 2 Chronicles 20 and Jehoshaphat in that story? And he sent the singers out to praise God before anything even happened. And they were facing three armies. Each of one was bigger than anything that they had. And he said, go out there and say, praise ye the Lord. His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord our God. His mercy will never end. You can go into prayer that way. So praise you, Father. Your mercy never ends. You never fail. You never fall short of anything. You have taken care of me all my life. And I acknowledge that. And your care is only increasing and increasing as I am able to receive it. So increase my ability. Increase my ability to receive from you. Because I need everything you've got. In this world, I need everything. I need all the light you can give me. I need all the faith I can get from your word. I need all the truth that will liberate me. I need to know that my team is activated. And it is because I declare it, because you've already declared it. Your truth is my truth. Your word is my word. And I know no words of my own that match that. And my words never worked anyway, so why would I use my words? I'm going to use your word because it works all the time. You are undefeated. You have a perfect record. Praise God. The world's team fears defeat. We don't fear defeat because it's already written. The outcome is already written. We win. Christ's team knows that even an apparent setback is turned to victory. The children of Mount Seir, the children of Ammon, and all these three nations that were coming against the land of Judah. And Jehoshaphat said, our eyes are upon you. And then a prophet stood up. He needed this, and God needed this. The prophet stood up and said, da, 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 the battle is not yours, but mine. You need to stand up and say, that gave God the license to get in there and do it and to cause ambushes against those enemies. And they rised up and they defeated themselves. And by the time they got there, everybody was dead. Praise ye the Lord. Keep on singing it. Keep on singing. Because he gets better all the time. He says, you think that's good? Watch this. And one night, the Lord Jesus, who is the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament, he is the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies, defeated 185,000 Midianites in one night. Still holds the record for the most kills. Not that he enjoyed killing those people. He loves people. But he had to protect the covenant that he made. This is getting good. He had to protect that covenant that he made against his people. They were coming against his covenant. When you come against his people, you're coming against him, and you're going to get judged. Wear that as a shield of faith on your life. Wear that as your helmet of salvation on your life. Wear it because it's yours. Actually, it's his, given to you. It's his armor. I'm getting lit. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. The only team that has never lost is the one whose captain has already conquered death, hell, and the grave. If you have been locked up by the fear of death, get rid of it. It's a lie. We got bookends here. We got the beginning in Genesis. We've got the end in Revelation. In the beginning, man believed a lie, and it led to bondage. At the end, truth is established and freedom forever. In the middle, you have Jesus. You have the law that came that identified what sin was, and it also defined God's nature of holiness. And man couldn't fulfill it. I can't do that. Hey, that was pretty good. You look at the law and say, what? Love God all the time, every 24 hours? Yeah, that's what it says. Love my neighbor as myself? Are you kidding? Do you see what they're doing? I can't do that. And there's a lot of other things in you can't do. And there's 613 laws to kind of keep that, and you're busy tracing up. You know what? It's like it's not meant to justify anybody. It's meant to reveal something to you, that you need a Savior. You need Jesus. That's what it was saying. And then when Jesus came, the lie that the devil put, Jesus came with the truth. And the truth will liberate you. God is a liberating God. You can't outdo him, so he's not threatened by it. He's a liberator. The devil is threatened by that because he can't manipulate you if you're free. He can't lie to you and deceive you if you're free. If you have the light of the world living on the inside of you, the light of truth that leads you to freedom, continue and continue and continue and continue in his word. And his word alone will defeat all of your doubts, fears, deceptions. And the list goes on. But you know what? You'll have joy on the way because the joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm telling you, this is why fellowship is so important. Friday night when we fellowship with the other churches and in that movie night in the park, you know, take advantage of every time you can get together with God's people. Just take advantage of it because it's not for him, it's for you. You're not punching a clock. You're enjoying his presence. Where two or more are gathered in his name, he is there in the midst. It's such a gift. Last week when we talked about no freedom, no truth, but if you know the truth, you'll know freedom. It required a commitment on their part. The colonies, when this nation was first formed, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. What they were saying is, we're not free, but we want freedom so bad, it's not worth living without freedom. Now, that's not a resignation to defeat. That's a commitment that this is going to happen, and we are going to take back our freedom from a tyrant. And you know what their whole base was? Their base was everything they did. There was the Bible. It was the word of God was the center of their life, the center of their school. They worshiped. And we have so much light, more light and revelation than they had. They were like, do good or else back then. But ever since the Holy Spirit started reactivating the church in 1903 at the Azusa Street, look at what happened. After the Holy Spirit came, the technology and everything that has advanced people in such amazing ways. The devil wants to pervert it and use it for evil. But you know what? If we rise up, we can be one step ahead of them with all that technology. Don't be afraid of that stuff. You know, the Amish, we can't have television. That's the power of the prince of the air. Well, use his air for good and turn it around. I mean, we're so devalued what we have and what we can do. The Holy Spirit is just an amazing, you know, he can make me look like a genius. That is a feat. Okay. But here's why. Because he's a genius. And he lives, and he doesn't care. You'll never be as smart as him. You always need to consult him. You always need direction from him. You always need guidance from him. And even if you fail, guess what? He's there to pick you up. Remember when Peter fell through, when he walked on the water and he got his wind? He got his eyes on the wind and waves and took him off of Jesus. And Jesus went, help me. Okay. And then guess how they got back in the boat? He'll pick you up. He'll pick you up. Like I said, he's not through with you. He's not through with me. We've got more in the tank than we realize than we've used. There is a superfluity. In fact, I got that's a scripture I wanted to hit. I'm not really getting to my message today. But I hope you don't mind. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Spend all week, you know, getting this stuff together and then just go. Praise God. I'm not complaining at all. I'm not complaining. You're here and that's good. If it's, you know what? And there's so many messages. I've gone home and thrown them out because they were good messages. But I mean, if God didn't want to hear it, you don't want to hear it. So why save them? We're on a winning team because our founder, the founder of the team is God. The founder of the team is God. Our captain is Jesus. Our coach is the Holy Spirit. Our playbook is the Word of God. Our teammates are the saints in light. Our strength is His grace. Our banner is love. Our guarantee is the blood of Christ. Our victory is already secured. Our championship celebration has already been written in heaven. The seven-year feast, the supper of the Lamb, when we're celebrating, and that's the wine of heaven's going to be on that table. And there's no devil's food cake on that dessert either. It's angel food cake. Actually, I think it's pomegranate stuffed with all kinds of ice cream and whatever. It'll be good stuff. Yes. Our championship celebrated has already been written in Revelation. It is written, it cannot be altered, it cannot be edited, it cannot be annulled, and it cannot be canceled. You are going to be with Him forever, regardless of yourself. Because your faith starts talking for you. Your faith is heard in heaven. When you speak words of faith, God goes, wait, stop. Come here. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Ooh, come here, baby. Do you know how long I've wanted to hold you? Do you long know how much I've wanted to speak my word into your ear? And you can say, you already did, Father. It's right here. And I did it. I did this. And He'll say, I'm so proud of you. Did you know that Peter, James, John, they walked with Jesus for 3.5 years. Paul didn't. And yet he was the greatest apostle. You don't have to see Jesus with your eyes, hear Him with your ears, touch Him. He says, we've handled Him. You don't have to do that. You can receive His touch right here when you open this up. Read through Psalms. Read through Song of Solomon in that hot love that they have for each other in the Song of Solomon. God's is hotter than that for you. His heart is so full of you. He has that ability. And He can do it legally too, because He bought the right with that blood without losing His righteousness or His sacrificing His sense of justice or anything. He can exercise all the mercy and all the forgiveness because He already paid for the right to do it with that blood. And He doesn't have to compromise any of His other attributes. It's fully legal for you to receive. This is why, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. It says that He is just and faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So be clean. Put your faith in the blood. You're on a winning team. You might as well enjoy it. You know, if you get a little bit behind, if you're getting defeated in something, you know what? There's always another inning with God. And we do more than tie it up. We knock it out of the park. I'll tell you, the worship team knocked it out of the park today too. Phil, you, those girls, Haley and Piper, thank you for them. Father, bless them. Increase their abilities. Increase their talents in Jesus' name. Increase Phil's talents if you can. I mean, it's pretty good. It's really close to perfect. Pray that for yourself. Increase my ability to hear your voice, to make the right decisions, and to go on from here. Not to air my dirty laundry, but to take it to you, where you see what happens in my closet. You see my prayers in my private time, and you can answer them, and you can vindicate me better than anybody else. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I'll get to my message next week, I think. Did you get anything out of that today? Good. God is a liberator. Lies and deception will lead you to bondage. Truth makes you free. It makes you something. It makes you free. It makes you free. It just doesn't, it's not a temporary setting you free. No, it makes you free. The truth will make you free. Every time you walk towards Jesus, you're walking towards truth. When you walk towards truth, you're walking to freedom. And then you won't care what anybody says about you. That's the fear of man. Fear of man always leads to a snare. But the kind of freedom that Jesus gives, there's no snares. There's only liberation. You're free to come to the throne of grace. You're free to come to your Father. You're free to fellowship with Jesus. Do you know how rich it is that you can actually say, Jesus, I love you. Thank you for doing everything that you did for me. I love you. I love you. He did all that. You might as well love him back. Amen. Worship him. Praise God. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your presence here. I thank you for giving me stuff that I didn't do. And I didn't get to all of those scriptures, but I think you had your way here, and I believe it. Lord, I just release my faith in your ability in all of our lives to make that which is crooked straight, to fix what's wrong, wrong in our lives, and to bring it to perfection like a burnished, beautiful gem set in gold. That we can look back at this day and say, Father, you were there. From the beginning of the day to the end, we had a winning team working for us. And I simply cooperated, and I thank you, Father. You're so good. Amen.